am ready for the Daily Dust. Are you?
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
All right, the hot gossip today includes Margot Robbie.
When I wake up in my own pink world.
Margot Robbie and her producer hubby Tom Ackerley are expecting their first child. Robbie was spotted in Lake Como, Italy, wearing a crop top showing off her baby bump, which means, in layman's terms, the paparazzi were stalking her, and now they've revealed that she's going to have a baby without her consent. Not the baby, the reveal. Taylor Swift's latest album mentions iconic songwriters like Patti Smith. At a Dublin concert, Smith playfully acknowledged the nod.
Thank you. Well, I have a small confession to make. I am no Dylan Thomas, but I am Patti Smith.
Clearly, she's a Taylor Swiftie, too. M. Night Shyamalan describes his new movie, Trap, as Silence of the Lambs meets a Taylor Swift concert. It's about a pop concert that's actually a sting operation by police to catch a serial killer. I'm sure it's going to be terrifying. WWE legend John Cena announced his retirement after his 20-year career.
Tonight, I officially announce my retirement from the WWE.
Oh, he's got a lot of movies and all kinds of stuff going on. The new Bon Jovi album, Forever, only spent 1 week on the Billboard 200, the first to ever do that. And y'all, I hear it's a stinker. Jimmy Kimmel and Rob Lowe were quizzing each other on pop music lyrics, discussing their favorite and least favorite 80s songs. Hey!
Sticks.
Oh, Mr. Roboto. A song, a terrible song that I happen to love.
Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. You love Mr. Roboto.
Yes.
Which I think is 100% the worst song ever made by anybody ever, period.
No, Jimmy says it's because he used to love robots. F1 features Brad Pitt as a Formula One driver aiming for a comeback, and he joins forces with a rising rookie portrayed by Damon Idris to win a championship for their team. The trailer's out now. After Marlon Wayans' Los Angeles home was burglarized last month, the actor/comedian assured everyone on Insta that he was safe and very little was stolen.
They didn't really get much because I don't own is the most valuable thing in my house. Is my house.
He said, if you can load that up and run off with it, you've made a good haul. Despicable Me 4 cleaned up over the 4th of July weekend, and Busta Rhymes went off on fans for using their phones during a show.
Hey, yo, the camera phones, too. Let's get back to interacting like humans. Put them weird devices down. I ain't from that era.
I ain't from that era. Okay. And a dirt alert. Danny Trejo got into a brawl at a 4th of July parade when he and his friends got hit with water balloons, and he thinks his crew was targeted because they're Mexican. I don't know. I wasn't there. And who brings water balloons to a 4th of July parade? That's going to start a fight no matter what. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.